But you talked about 1964 as being an important date in the history of your eyesight.
Yes, well, the eye was getting to the point where they felt it. I ought to have the surgery. But they wanted to wait until Robert was of an age when he didn't need picking up. So that was, I suppose he was three, didn't need to be taken out of a cot or anything. Because, I don't know whether it's the same now, I suppose it is, you're told to be very careful about lifting and bending and that. So they decided when Robert was of an age that he was more independent, that they would do the surgery. And they did that in the military hospital in Detroit. It was a naval hospital, which took care of all the sailors that were coming into Detroit in the port. And there again, that was a nice experience. I had a lovely doctor. And the surgery was quite straightforward, as I recall. I didn't remember anything untoward. And good nursing care. I can only remember the children coming to see me, and they weren't allowed on the ward, so I had to go down into the foyer of the hospital, and Robert, who was like three, I suppose, wouldn't come to me because I had a bandage. He was afraid of me, or afraid of what I looked like. He wouldn't come to me anyway. But in any event, it was quite a straightforward surgery. And I went home, took care of myself and with the aid of friends for a month or so. And I don't remember any horrible things happening. Everything must have gone straightforward. And then I had good vision in both eyes for at least a time, till way after we were back in England. I can remember in the hospital, though, one occasion, we were on the third floor of the hospital, and we used lifts, and I got off one day, I must have gone down, and because I wasn't wearing my glasses, my eye was bandaged, I got off the lift on the second floor, which was the men's floor, but because the hospital was laid out in exactly the same place,